to talking with our man Fish yesterday in Dallas. And for those who missed that interview late in the show, he basically said, this is not a good football team. They have a lot of issues. They're not as talented as everybody thinks. And, Mike, I'm wondering, is your confidence level up after hearing all of that yesterday?
I mean, I think, as we like to say, sometimes you're too close to it. But, you know, if you interviewed us as you went on in Dallas, you'd said, yeah, you know, the only thing we can't really do right now is get after the quarterback. They got offensive line issues. You know, Dax had a turnover problem. And their defense, you know, it's, you can run on it. So, I mean, it sets up for everything I think Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins want to do. So, yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm not going to, you know, knock wood, but I'm feeling pretty good about this team.
I am too. And it's going down Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, the Falcons, I think, if you're telling me, and part of this is when you only have one guy to throw to, and think about Kirk Cousins, guys. He's throwing it to Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? He's throwing it to Drake London. He's throwing it to Bijan Robinson. Hell, Kyle Pitts is in the mix now, as we've said all along. If he gets going, this thing changes. Right now, Dak, the only guy he's throwing to, Mike, is CeeDee Lamb.
Right, and we've got great corners. We know that. We know we've got Ball Hawking secondary that can get after it. Is this the game where all the things we've heard Jimmy Lake and Ross say week after week about getting closer and closer and closer? Well, maybe we finally get there and we make a long Sunday afternoon for Dak. I was driving up 85 today. It was funny. I saw Alabama plates and they had Dallas Cowboys stickers on the car, and I was like, of course you do. I get it. If you grew up in Alabama and you know, weren't a Falcons fan, I guess you have an excuse to root for America's team. But, yeah, there are going to be some Cowboy fans, but I think that they are going to come home with a tear in their beer. And I think Falcon fans, we said it earlier, daylight saving. We know we can get there early. We fall back.
Yes.
No excuse. Let's have everybody's in the seats when the Falcons come out of the tunnel and make some noise and own this thing on Sunday.
Totally agree. We're going to let you hear from Kirk Cousins here in just a second. Also, Bijan Robinson talking about his quarterback and what he expects from the Cowboys. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, Brian McFadden's going to join us, host of All Things Covered, the great podcast, and, of course, CBS NFL analyst. We'll break down all the matchups coming up this weekend with him. Also along the way, Jason Longshore, Mike, is going to join us. Listen, we'd be remiss. We know it's a big football weekend, Georgia, Florida, Falcons, Cowboys, but Atlanta United is in the playoffs. And, Mike, they've got a home match, the second leg of this playoff series between us in Miami. Jason's going to stop by in the 3 o'clock hour. I don't even know what to think about what could happen tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Look, one thing for certain, I mean, you got basically some of the legends of European soccer from Barcelona playing along with the greatest for my money, and Lionel Messi. But, hey, you know, it was a 2-1 match down there in Miami. So at home, perhaps you can extend this series back to Miami. And look, you feel good that you finally made the playoffs after all the things and craziness that happened this year. You know, manager getting fired, all the roster turnover. So, I mean, you could argue it's a win just to be in this situation, but for people to come and see Lionel Messi, and by the way, the Mercedes-Benz crew is going to be working overtime to turn it around from football with a U to football two O's, because that matches Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Also, our great interview, yes, we're patting ourselves on the back.
It was great. It was freaking great.
I agree. Our great interview with Kirk Cousins coming up later for those who missed it, as well as we head into a big matchup on Sunday. All right, let me let you hear what he had to say in regards to, you know, Raheem Morris. This is first Raheem Morris talking about facing a quarterback like Dak Prescott. This is Raw.
That's always a problem. That's most of the league right now. You know, we probably wanted a few people that got the static quarterback. Although he got out last week, guys, it's 14 speed, man. Don't be haters, guys. But that's kind of like comes up every single week, just about with somebody that can move. You know, Baker can move. You know, Dak's definitely a mover. You know, we started the season with Justin Fields as a mover. Patrick Mahomes is a pain in the neck. I mean, all of these guys, right? So it's like you just got to deal with that stuff at the same time, but you got to rush the passer. You can't rush the passer fearful. We just got to rush the passer. So we don't have to worry about that thing right now. We got to get back there and get to him and hope we can make a move. And that's going to make us a better team.
Let us pray to the football gods. Gods, can we get a sack this weekend?
Please.
Can we get a sack? Mike, yeah. But let's be honest. Dak's not looking to run.
No, I mean, not like he maybe should be. I don't know. We talked to our buddy Fish down in Dallas, and they said they got a lot of issues. You know, they didn't have any money left over to go get a big-time running back. I'm a big Dalvin Cook fan, but he is really washed. You know, I mean, I'm not saying he can't get 40 or 50 yards if you don't get a body on him. And we'll talk about our injuries, because for the most part, we're clean. We do have some holes in the offensive line, which I think we can spackle together because we got good depth. But getting back to him, yeah, I mean, Dak, you get pressure on him, he's going to turn it over. So let's go. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Cowboys are going to score two or three touchdowns, but we're going to score four or five.
I hope so. 404-726-0929. We'll get to our official picks along the way on this Big Friday show as well. You can follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes, and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. Let me hear from Bijan Robinson because, Mike, we talked to Kirk Cousins this week and we said, you have embraced Atlanta. Certainly embraced what goes on here as far as the culture.
Going into someone's trap and
yeah.
trying to take over their trap.
And that's what he did last week. And he said, yeah, you know, I had a feel for the city for all those summers we came down here. Bijan was asked about when he first heard Cousins say, come in your trap, take your trap.
You know, when I heard that, I was a surprise because, you know, we'd be hearing it in practice, you know, saying stuff like that. But I was hyped, man. I was like, yo, he got the catchphrase going. I was like, and then we ran with it. And as we're trying to do, like we're trying to go to opponents, even, you know, I think the other phrase is like, don't let them walk in our trap and take mm-hmm. over ours, you know, because, you know, it's just as important to get those home wins as we want to get the away wins. But yeah, when he said that, like we was all ready to go.
All right. They were also talking about yesterday at camp coming up with a nickname for our running back. Yeah, everybody's got their thing. You know, obviously Thunder and Lightning back in the day with the Giants. And anytime you have but these guys are so cool. One guy said Bad Boys today to me on Twitter. I said, yeah, it's been used a few times in other sports, but it's certainly cool. I was being a wise ass girl. I said, how about Tango and Cash? Because Bijan can dance. Yeah. And then obviously Algiers, the guy, can hit pay dirt for you in the red zone too.
I like it. I like it, man. Listen, when you're having fun, you're winning, and you're having success, right. Nicknames come. And eventually, whatever's going to stick is going to stick. I like all of that, Mike. I do. Tango and Cash kind of sticks. It's fun to say. What'd you think of the movie, by the way?
Tango the movie, Cash. It's like, it's Stallone with Kurt Russell for guys that are the 20-somethings. And it's kind of goofy. It does not stand the test of time. It's really cheesy. But it's kind of fun because one guy's like old school Kurt Russell. You know, Kurt Russell's just a regular dude, and Stallone's wearing Armani suits, and that one driving the Mercedes. But either way, I'd go with Tango and Cash. I know that's not going to fly, but I'm just my 2 cents worth this morning.
Hey, man, I love it. Hit us up. Let us know what you guys think. You can always text the show at 404-726-0929. All right, one more thing from Bijan as we talk about the Cowboys coming into town. We will get deeper into this today. We'll tell you what we think is going to play out. Mike already said it. Thinks it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to tell you later what's going to happen as far as why we're going to win this game, because I truly think we are going to win this game, and that's not me overhyping this. Bijan Robinson talking about what he knows about Dallas coming in here on Sunday.
We know that they just got off of a loss, so, you know, they're going to come in here, and, you know, they want to get back on track against us. But, you know, I think, you know, we're really locked in and the plan and what we got going for this week, and, you know, I think we're all just ready to go to get back at home and play those guys.
Yeah, man.
Real quick, Mike, talking about coming off losses, right? We were just earlier today, Mike and I were talking about this with Chris and Oren. The Jets were desperate too last night. Now, when you are losing, you know, like that, you feel like the season is slipping away from you. And for the Cowboys, listen, they're not in first place in the NFC East. Some people don't even think they're one of the best five teams in the NFC, period.
Right.
And so, Mike, to his point, and Coach said it, I think Kirk Cousins said it to us, that there will be some urgency. And you saw that with the Jets last night, is what I'm getting to, and they ultimately end up winning the game against the Houston Texans.
No, it's a great point. Look, there's a lot of talent on this Cowboys team. You know, they don't necessarily have the depth that some other teams have, but they have some name brands. Micah Parsons is out for this game, so we don't have to worry about him. The Jets have got too much talent to be 2-6, okay? It got politicized with Saleh and the media and everything. It was weird. I still don't know why they moved on from Saleh. The defense wasn't the issue. They did need to replace the OC. They got weapons. You saw it last night. I mean, look, they still looked flat, god awful in the first half. Other than another incident where somebody leaves the football at the goal line. Why guys do this? I don't get it. But they certainly look good. And one thing, you know, pardon us because we're down to just one man yesterday. Chris wasn't here to get in our ear because, you know, remember there was no Nico Collins last night, along with, you know, Stephon Diggs. So we were like wondering during the afternoon why the Jets were still the favorite, and that's kind of, you know, Vegas felt they were due, and they were. And the catch is going to stand. I mean, Williams' catch is just insane last night. And I never doubted for a second that he was in. You know, I thought a shin. We just didn't know if it could be a leg and then a shin from the same size leg, from the same part of your body. But he makes
I've never seen that, Mike.
Me either.
I've never seen it.
Me either. But his own version of the Beckham catch. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. To say you need two in.
Right.
And he says, mentally, I'm going to get one down and I'm going to get this shin down. I mean, that's crazy as far as his mind and how it's working and even the body control. You could practice that 200 times, guys. You might get it three.
Right.
I mean, that was insane. Jets win, and the Cowboys are looking to turn the tide here as well on Sunday. We're coming back. Brian McFadden's going to join us, host of All Things Covered, the great podcast, and, of course, CBS NFL analyst.